This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The 30 member states of NATO ended their Monday summit in Brussels, reaffirming the military alliance with a strong statement against Russia and, to a lesser degree, China. Both countries were called out as, quote, challenges to the rules-based international order. In the final communique, leaders agreed to open a new chapter in transatlantic relations as they face an increasingly complex security environment. The document included recognition of a more assertive Russia and a more brutal form of terrorism, as well as ongoing global instability, increasing cyber threats, new technologies, pandemics, and climate change. On the sidelines of the summit, U.S. President Joe Biden met with leaders of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, countries that won independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. While they are now full members of NATO and the European Union, these Baltic countries are wary of the Kremlin's regional ambitions. Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva on Wednesday. NATO leaders have declared China as a constant security challenge, saying it is working to undermine global order, and they say they're worried about how fast the Chinese are developing nuclear missiles. The NATO leaders said at their summit on Monday that China's goals and assertive behavior present systemic challenges to the rules-based international order and to areas relevant to alliance security. That statement came a day after President Biden reaffirmed America's commitment to the NATO alliance that has been beleaguered during the presidency of Donald Trump. A new federal intelligence report warns that adherents of QAnon, the conspiracy theory embraced by some in the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol January 6, could target Democrats and other political opponents in the coming months. VOA News. Israel has a new prime minister for the first time in 12 years. Naftali Bennett secured the backing of parliament and ousted longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu. The two had a brief handover meeting on Monday. However, there was no formal ceremony, which traditionally accompanies a change in government. Israel's parliament, the Knesset, narrowly approved the new Bennett-led coalition government on Sunday, ending Netanyahu's historic 12-year rule. Bennett now presides over a diverse and fragile coalition comprised of 8 small and mid-sized parties with deep ideological differences. Netanyahu serves as opposition leader. The United States has renewed its condemnation of Nigeria for its recent suspension of Twitter. That's a move that senior U.S. officials say is a sign of restricting political space in the largest country in West Africa. Nigerian authorities indefinitely suspended Twitter earlier this month after the U.S.-based social media company deleted a tweet by the country's president, Muhammadu Buhari, for violating its terms of service. Akona Cook, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, said during a webinar on Monday, quote, the Twitter suspension was very concerning and remains a source of concern. Cook is the daughter of Nigerian immigrants. She said Nigeria can play a constructive role in West Africa, but signs of closing of political space and signs of restriction of free speech are worrisome. The Nigerian government's subsequent threats to arrest and prosecute its citizens who use Twitter has drawn wide criticism from the West and international human rights organizations. U.S.-based biotech company Novavax announced Monday that phase 3 clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine show it to be more than 90% effective at preventing the disease. That includes protecting against virus variants. A release from the company said the study enrolled nearly 30,000 participants across 119 sites in the United States and in Mexico, with an emphasis on recruiting a representative population of communities and demographic groups most impacted by the disease. The demand for COVID-19 shots in the U.S. has dropped off dramatically, but the need for more vaccines around the world remains critical, as many developing nations are just getting vaccine programs going or have yet to start. Prosecutors in Canada say a man accused of deliberately killing a Muslim family with his truck will face terrorism charges in addition to those for murder. The prosecution said Monday that Nathaniel Veltman's actions warrant an upgrade to terrorism charges. He's accused of running over a family with his truck in London, Ontario, on June 6. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.